everything else. Mmm, he smells so good. Forcing her rebellious nose down to her phone, Beth opened the library app. Let's find a book for you. What type of books do you like? She asked. He thought for a moment. History? Beth clamped her lips together, trying not to laugh. You'll have to be more specific. She paused and then prompted him. European history? Military history? Local history? Political history? Ancient history? His eyes widened and then blinked. Recent history? The last century, perhaps? World history? Beth used the search facility, and 86 books came up. But then she remembered something. Actually, I know of a particular book you might like. The Benefits of Talking to a Librarian. She grinned to herself as she flicked down the list. Here it is, she said, and showed him the description. Oh, yes. Sounds fascinating. He seemed genuinely interested, but then he said, lots of people use these gadgets, don't they? He was pointing at her phone. I see them all the time, fiddling with them.
Gadgets?
Beth grinned at him, trying her best not to mock him too much. You're kind of old-fashioned, aren't you? A flush crept up his cheeks.
You could say that, yes.
It all fitted. He was polite, a classic gentleman. His style of dress was conservative. He'd even referred to himself as a young lad before. And his accent.
Why is it phones and not telephones anymore, do you think?
He asked suddenly. She raised her eyebrows. Quicker, I suppose. Language tends towards more efficient use over time.
Well, look at that. I'm not acting like an idiot. I feel comfortable with him.
Then she had an idea. Shall I set up a lending account for you? I can do it right now. His eyes widened.
Really?
Absolutely. She selected the book and tapped Create Account. She felt happy to be useful to him. And sneaky, too. This was one way to find out more about him. First name, Isaac. I-S-A-A-C? She tried to act as professionally as possible. Professional librarian, was that a thing?
Yes. Littleton.
He spelled it for her and then paused.
Beth?
Yep. She looked up.
Short for Bethany.
Elizabeth, she admitted.
Ah, he smiled. Elizabeth.
The way Isaac said her name made Beth feel warm. She bent her head down to the screen in case she'd gone red. Address? She asked, to cover her discomfort. A long silence ensued. Beth felt the heat crawling up her neck, so she kept her head down until the silence was painful.
What do you need an address for? He asked, finally.
I promise I won't stalk you. Beth grinned cheekily at him, trying to lighten the mood. He looked at her, his face blank.
Stalk me?
Perhaps the term wasn't in his vocabulary. Beth chuckled. Well, we have to have an address to send the book to.
Ah, said Isaac.
He tilted his head down and frowned.
Well, I'm not going to be able to give you an address, as a matter of fact.
He looked away.
I didn't think of that. I apologize.
Beth didn't know how to react. Perhaps he thought she was creepy after all. But it was possible there was another reason, so she'd just wait and see. And hope.
Back off, now.
She put her phone away. Oh, well, that's a shame. She straightened in her seat and looked forward, trying to be nonchalant. He seemed to sense a little of her disappointment, however.
Thank you for trying anyway, he said. It was very thoughtful.
Beth smiled at her hands, bending her head further forward.
Oh, dear, and it was going so well.